Welcome to the 2006 ARMA International Conference and Expo podcast. This podcast is powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage, the provider of powerful document tracking and retention software.
We can complete a 1 million carton audit with a single person in a matter of 2 or 3 days. A task that would take multiple people over 1.5 years.
I'm catching up here with Russell Skinner, the Vice President of Global Business Integration for Recall. Welcome to the podcast, Russell.
Thanks a lot, Brad.
I know Recall's been coming to the ARMA show for some time, so our listeners will definitely be recognizing your name. What is it that Recall has to talk about this year?
Well, I think we've got a really exciting story to tell the industry today. I think what I want to really start on is saying that in this ARMA show, we're introducing to the introducing an industry first for the offsite information management providers. One of the big issues in our industry for over 30 years, in fact since its inception, is that despite having a very professional approach to the management of information for customers, never have we had the opportunity to be able to do 100% audit of customer holdings on a regular basis.
So it's something that you guys are now focusing on and delivering a solution.
Yes, and the reason in reality why this hasn't been possible is because, of course, within the information centres, everything is managed by barcode at the carton level. The problem with this is that the industry, to be cost effective, stores customers' information, typically 3 deep and 3 high, in very secure, typically quite tall, secured information centres. And the issue is barcode's line of sight. Therefore, if you want to do an audit of 1 million cartons, you physically have to move every single carton. An incredible task, which is just amazingly cost prohibitive, time impossible, and error prone.
And I would imagine a new cost for records management and all the labor for people to move boxes around.
Oh, it's just an impossible task that the industry has not been able to do. So the solution that Recall has been working on since 2004, started its research and development phase through its sister company, CHEP, at its innovation center in Orlando, was to say, could we come up with a solution using RFID technology in which we would have the ability to be able to undertake this 100% audit of holdings without moving a carton?
So RFID, some of our listeners, that's probably a thing that they've heard. Do you just want to give me a quick overview of what that is and what that means for records managers?
Well, RFID stands for radio frequency identification.
Okay.
So what we're really talking about is it's a chip and some antenna, and in fact, the way it gets identified, the tag gets identified, is via radio waves instead of by line of sight barcode. So the remarkable feature about radio frequency identification tags is the ability, because it's radio waves, it can go through paper, it can go through content to be able to read items. What's happened in RFID, the things that people who are listening to the broadcast will be very familiar with, is all of the security type applications. Security applications in RFID, that is your tags for getting in and out of doorways and those sorts of things, that's 63% of what RFID is today. What people may not be aware of is the second largest usage today is in animals, the tagging of animals. So you think about Australia, where I come from, it's a huge continent the size of America with only 15 million people, probably 100 million sheep. How do you track these fellas? You know, you put little tags in their ears. And so that's a major application. And the huge killer application that's coming into the whole world of supply chain logistics, that is the field that's now happening. At the moment, that only represents 5% of the requirement. And information management is 0% effectively. Within the next 12 to 24 months, that's going to escalate tremendously.
I could see a big need for all of those boxes and boxes. I've been through a few of the legal side proceedings, and I can see the amount of content, the records that are generated and eventually need to be stored. So I could see an application for this, a very big application.
Well, what we're excited about is in Recall, what our mantra is all about is perfect execution. It's not about just being the biggest, and we're not the biggest. It's not about being the geographically most widespread. It's about being able to provide a perfect execution to our customers. So it's one thing to say, how the heck do you do it? So how you got to do it is you've got to mean, it means that the processes by which you manage your customers' information have to use technology in a very smart way in which you can apply it. So what are customers looking for today? With the days of Enron, with the days of WorldCom, the compliances on boards, on owners of companies, on directors of companies, on presidents of companies have become tremendous. They can't afford to lose or misplace valuable information. So what Recall is saying through the use of its RFID technology is we are now going to be able to do one of the most incredibly basic things, but something that's been missing from the industry in 30 years, to do a 100% audit and provide that back to the customer every year.
So I'd imagine it's fairly easy to find exceptions. So something that's missing would be much easier today with RFID.
Yes. Well, the way this operates is that every carton effective from the first quarter next year in the United States, Recall is converting 100% to RFID tags. So our customers and our new customers will receive RFID tags. They will place these onto the cartons, no different to their procedures that they do today. We have a process of validation of those tags to ensure that the tags are reading correctly prior to supplying them to the customers. We have a secondary process as we enter it into our information center, which we call our Dr. Watson portal. And through that process, we validate that the tags are reading 100% before we then transfer the cartons into the standard racking systems. Then, following that process, when we decide to do our audit, we have our own custom-built RFID equipment, and we're able to move through our information center in a mobile fashion to read 3D the holdings. How powerful is it? We can complete a 1 million carton audit with a single person in a matter of 2 or 3 days. A task that would take multiple people over 1.5 years.
Wow, that's a big cost savings, I would imagine.
Well, to us, we're not excited about the cost savings. That's not the game. The game to us, Brad, the game to us is that from the customer's perspective, we close the loop. From the customer's perspective, now at the records manager, at the administration manager, at the CFO, when they're providing a report back on their compliance, one of their reports will be, you know what, we've done an annual audit of, we've received an annual audit of our holdings with our offsites, provide a Recall, and they now have confirmed that the information that they're providing offsite is X. That's something no other service provider today can supply. That's what we're excited about. And the secondary part of what we're excited about is that enables us to really achieve what we're looking for, perfect execution. Already, with perfect execution, we track each stage of the process automatically from the time a customer takes an order to the time we deliver to the customer. It's an automated process, right through the process, and the customer today can receive an automatic report showing him our service performance. How good is our service performance? Is that your question?
That's a good one.
Well, our service performance is right up in the 99% plus. But I'm going to be frank with you. That isn't good enough. Because I use the analogy of the aircraft industry. If you're sitting in the aircraft and you're halfway across the Atlantic and you're going down in the drink from 36,000 feet and the pilot comes on board and he says, well, ladies and gentlemen, kids, boys and girls, you know what? Don't worry about it. We're 99.999% perfect in our execution of getting you from A to B. You'd be pretty upset.
It's very personal at that point.
It's
for sure.
Real personal. Well, that's the way our customers expect our industry in terms of our delivery of our service for their information.
Interesting. I'd be very interested for the listeners that'll be listening in, which industries you think will be the first movers in this new RFID way of managing their assets and their information?
It's already happening, starting to happen in quite a significant, and I'll keep it to the logistics, because already, as I've mentioned, it's very, very large in terms of near field applications, security applications, high frequency tags. It's 63%. We've talked about the application within the animal kingdom for the tracking of animals. That's very big, about 28%. But the big mover is going to be supply chain. What has been the challenge? The challenge for the supply chain logistics, of which really the information management can be encompassed within, in terms of the fact that you're tracking items and holding assets on behalf of customers, whether it be physical items of the nature that we provide or whether it be product items in the case of supply chain. What's held this up? What's held it up has been two drivers. One, the technology, being able to do it, and two, the price.
So the price is changing, obviously.
Well, both have changed. Up until 6 months, 8 months ago, it has been impossible, for example, in our application, to read 3D through paper, 100% accuracy. The technology's changed. We're now talking about generation 2, ultra-high frequency tag technology. This has got better with the better. It's got more reliable. The standards have become more generic globally. So that's been one driver, which has helped us. And the second driver is price. It was only a year ago that we were talking of prices of US$1 per tag. Now we're down on volume talking about 30 cents.
And it probably will continue to fall down.
Yes, and in terms of ultra-high frequency generation 2 tag, that will be the case. When you're talking about the near-field older HF tag technology, it will be more resistance to the movement of price coming in.
But a quick comparison of a year and a half of records, inventory, the labor, the time, the effort, compared to just a few days, as you mentioned earlier, that's a big trade-off.
Well, it's a mind-blower.
Yeah,
to me, it's a mind-blower. Really, what we're talking about is a task that the industry could not do. It just can't do it. So the loop was not closed. It's not possible, practically, to audit any information center, to audit on a regular basis. Remember, in the industry, we're talking, I'm not sure of the numbers, but it's got to be well over 1 billion cartons held globally. It's massive.
Yes.
Can you imagine, as an industry, trying to do that? You would create more errors in the physical process of moving them in and out.
You probably would, and you would actually have to find a place to move all of that containment.
Think about the weight, think about the occupational health and safety issues, and Recall has an approach of zero harm with all of its employees. even from that criteria, you would struggle. So it's an impossible task that's now a reality.
I've been sitting here talking with Russell Skinner from Recall on some new technology that Recall's introducing using RFID.
This ARMA International podcast was powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage. Visit ARMA on the web at www.arma.org for more information about NextPage and its desktop document retention solutions. Go to www.nextpage.com. This podcast was recorded and produced by Rocky Mountain Voices.